Keshadiba Hashem Yisrael Panim Bifanim Aseres Adibros. V'tziva Osama Yede Moshe Ktsas Mitzvos Shehem Kamo Ovos L'mitzvoseh Hashal Torah. Kasher Henhigu Rabbosenu Im Hagerim Sheboim Lehis Yahed V'Yisrael kibbalu aleihem lasus kol ma sheyitzaveim al yodo shel Moshe v'charas imahem bris al kol zeh me'ato hineihem lo la'om v'hu lohem le'elokim kasher hisna imam mitchila v'atam shema tishmu v'kol yishmatem esbisi v'ilisem liskula v'amah v'atam tiyuli mamlachas kohen v'goy kodosh. Behine hem kedoshim ruyim sheyia bohem mikdash lahashva shchinaso b'neihem v'lachem tziva tchila al dvar ha-mishkan sheyia lo bayis besocham mekudosh l'shmo v'sham yedav v'moshe v'yitzav es b'nei Yisrael. Okay, maybe first to just to try Be'ezus Hashem in order to amplify some of the details in the Ramban, and then to come back to the bigger picture. Ramban says that what happened at Mamet HaSinai, Chazal tell us that Mamet HaSinai was Geirus. That Knesset Yisrael underwent the Geirus at Har Sinai. The Gemara darshins, Kachem Kavel Sechem, Mavel Sechem Nichnasu Lebris, B'mila, Tvila, B'har Tzoaz Domim. So Afatem, we know what the components of Geirus are from Mamet HaSinai. We know that it involves Mila, Tvila, and as was described in Parshas Mishpatim, the Hartzah's Dom, those Korban. And that's what constitutes Geirus L'Doros, and it's derived from Mamet HaSinai. So Mamet HaSinai was Geirus. Famously, the Mishnah Melech in the Parashas Drachim discusses whether or not the Ovos called him out in Torah, had a din of B'nai Noach, or whether they had a din of Yisrael. But the Pashto says that the simple answer to that question, to that famous suffix, is neither. Is that they were somewhere in between, in the sense of that it was not B'nai Noach, but there certainly wasn't full Kedushas Yisrael for B'nai Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov until Mamet HaSinai, which is why Mamet HaSinai was a Geirus. So the Ramban says there's another, when you Aser Sadibos, then should be viewed as the parallel, or not the parallel, the actual, the implementation of something that the Braisa in Yevamos tells us that when a ger comes to his gayer, is modino so mitzas mitzvos kalos and mitzas mitzvos chamuros. That the Bezdin, to make sure that the Kabbalah's mitzvos is realistic, so Bezdin is supposed to apprise the prospective ger of a representative sampling of mitzvos. Mikzas mitzvos kalos and mikzas mitzvos chamuros. And that's what the Aseres Adibros represent. In this lens that the Ramban is providing for us. So the Aseres Adibros are the representative mitzvos shel Torah. How so? Shehem kamo ovos, the mitzvos shel Torah. That the Aseres Adibros don't only contain individual discrete mitzvahs, but mitzvahs that also are serve as categories for mitzvahs in general. If you turn back to the end of at the end of Mishpatim, so Vayom Hashem al Moshe Ale Eli Hohor VeYesham VeEtna L'Chas Luchos Aven VeHatora VeMitzvah Asher Kasafti LeHorosim. So Rashi apparently is bothered. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Luchos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't write all of HaMishul Chum Shei Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu writes. He takes dictation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every word. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was HaMichtav, Michtav Elokim Hu, is only on the Luchos. So what do you mean? V'etna L'chaz Luchos Ha'avna HaTorah V'mitzvah Shekasafti L'Horosim. So some Mefarshim solve the problem and say, no, the Asher Kasafti refers back only to Luchos Aven. It doesn't refer back to everything. But Rashi apparently did not learn Pshat like that. So Rashi comments, as Luchos Aven v'Torah v'Mitzvah Asher Kasafti l'Harosam, so Rashi says, again, Kedarka, without asking a question, Rashi answers the question, Kol Sheish Meos U'Shlosh Esri Mitzvahs B'Chol HaSavah Sadevil Sein. The Ein Ocharami, before Al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMichtav, Michtav Elokim Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wrote the Aseres HaDibros, but all Taryag Mitzvahs are represented within, and in that sense, contained within the Aseres HaDibros. Because the Aseres HaDibros is the exact same idea that the Ramban is introducing here in the beginning of Parshas Truma, are Ovos, the Mitzvahs of Shal Torah. They're not only discrete mitzvahs, but they're categories of mitzvahs. And then Rashi goes on, and he says, Rabbi Nisadya, Pirej ba'azhoros sheyiseh v'chol dibur v'dibur, mitzvahs hatzuliyot v'av. And there's a whole genre, Rashi, it's not only Rabbi Nisadya Gaon who wrote in this, but he's the most prominent and the greatest, so Rashi cites him. Rabbi Nisadya Taka authored Azharos. Some once upon a time there used to be a minig, I don't know if there still is, to say Azharos and Shavuos as piyut in davening. I don't know if they said it Thursday Shavuos, either. The caffeine that they had at 4 o'clock in the morning was stronger than our caffeine, and they had the kaifas for a longer davening shavuos morning, or in the skatnu adara, so there was more gevura. Rabbi Nisadya Pirish Barasara, so Yishe Yisei L'chol Diva L'Diva, Mitzvah Satzliyaz, though. This idea is in the Medrash also, that the Aseres HaDibros are mitzvahs, but they're also categories of mitzvahs. This is what underlies the Havamina of the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says that Bikshu Ligboa Aseres HaDibros in Kriyashma. Chazal wanted to add that we should say the Aseres HaDibros as part of Krishna. But bitlon mipnei tarumas haminim. Since the minim preached that only the Aseres HaDibros were mipi agvur, and the rest of Chumash was not Rachman al Islan, so to single it out, they would have co-opted that, and it would have supported that minus. So because of that, Chazal had to abandon it. But why did Chazal want to do it in the first place? Exactly for this reason, because the Aseres HaDibros is something which is, on the one hand, it has no more kedusha than any other word in Chumash. Every word in Chumash is in Pei Agvur, but Me'idachki, so the fact that the Aseres HaDibros represent Avos, the Mitzvah Shel Torah. the categories, in that sense, Ataka is distinctive. So that's what our Ramban of us the mitzvah says shel Torah. When you do that, so then it's interesting that the Ramban sort of provides a mokor in Chumash for something that the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, where he has the halakos of Gerus. In Perig Yedal of Hilchos Yisurei Bia, which begins, Ketzad Mekablin Geri HaTzedek. So, in Halacha Beis, Umodiyano So Ikari Hadas. Shehu Yichud Hashem V'Isar Avodah Zarah U'ma'arichin B'dov Hazeh U'maldiyan Oso Mitzvos Mitzvos Kalos U'mitzvos Mitzvos Chamuros. So if you look in the Braisa, I think the Magid Mishnah already comments, has this comment. So the Braisa doesn't have this line about Maldiyan Oso Ikari Adas. It's obviously very compelling, and it's not really a kasha on the Rambam. Whatever reason, the Braisa isn't being misyaches to that part of the process. But obviously, just as for someone who's a Yisrael by the privilege of birth, obviously all mitzvahs have to be rooted in proper emuna. So it's equally true for a prospective ger. But lemaisa, according to the Ramban, the mocha for the Rambam is from Aseres Hadibros. Modin Oser Ikari Dasho Yichar Hashem V'Isra Avodah Zarah. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the Ramban says that Aseres Hadibros should be seen as it were HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the role of what Lidoros, the role that's played by Bezdin in being Mekabel Gerim. So Ma'amad Hasina, so Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acting in that capacity, and he begins with the Ikarei Adas. He begins with the Ikarei Adas of Anoch Hashem Alokecha, and Lo Yeh Alokha Lo Amachir Melchonai. Vina Ikara Chavitz Bar Mishkon Hu Mokom Menuchas HaShchina. Let's just read a little bit and then try to discuss Vina as Hashem. Vina Ikara Chavitz Bar Mishkon Hu Mokom Menuchas HaShchina Shehu HaOron Kamo Sha'ama V'no'amti L'chashom V'dibarti Itcho Me'al HaKaparas Alkein Hikdem HaOron V'HaKaparas B'chon Ki Hu Mukdom B'mayla B'somach lo'aron ha'shulchan v'ha'menorah shehem kelim kamohu v'yoru al ha'inyan ha'mishkan sheba'avuro na'asa. Avol Moshe hikdim b'parshas v'yakal as ha'mishkan as olav as makzei v'chein osa v'btzala l'fi shahu ha'ro'ui l'kadim b'maysa. V'sod ha'mishkan hu shi'yakov l'shashikin al ha'sinai shochin alav v'nista. Kumo shenema v'yishkan kvod Hashem al ha'sinai v'ksiv heina arad Hashem v'ken as kvod v'az godl v'chein kosev v'mishkan u'kvod Hashem molis ha'mishkan. So the sod ha'mishkan, Ramban famously explains, is to perpetuate Ma'amad ha'sinai. To perpetuate Ma'amad ha'sinai. So the ikur that primarily translated into, again, that the Kavod Hashem, the Hashras Hashchina, that existed at Sinai, that Hashras Hashchina, that Kavod Hashem, should be perpetuated in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash of the Doros. But L'chari the Ramban, it's hard to call this secondarily, but additionally, it seems the mashmas in the Ramban is that this Hagdara of Mishkan and Mikdash as perpetuating Mamad HaSinai actually had a second manifestation as well. At HaSinai, what happened? A, Tziva Osam, going back to the very beginning of this Ramban, Tziva Osam Ayidei Moshe K'tas Mitzvahs. So HaSinai was A, that there was this tremendous Hashras HaShchina, but it was also that at HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to command the mitzvahs. So that's what the Ramban says, that when Tziva Tchila Advar HaMishkan, the Ramban makes a point of saying that Shom Yadaber Moshe V'Yitzavis B'nai Yisrael. So that element of Ma'amad HaSinai is also perpetuated. The of Tzivoy. So Mishkan A was the place, was the abode for the Kvod Hashem Kadosh Ras Hashchina. Additionally, which was also true of Har Sinai, it was V'Shom Yadaber Moshe V'Yitzavis B'nai Yisrael. Now, obviously, on one level, that second element was only true of the Mishkan and the Midbar, because Eila Mitzvos Ein Navi Rashai V'Chadish Dava, that there are no Mitzvos HaTorah after Moshe Rabbeinu. All Mitzvos HaTorah were communicated via Moshe Rabbeinu. So in that sense, l'dore doros, this aspect of Mishkan was limited to the Mishkan and the Midbar, where Moshe Rabbeinu was present. But on another level, even that element remains the Doros also. The seat of the Sanhedrin, Shalayin Aleph, the highest Sanhedrin Shalayin Aleph, is in Mikdash.
Sorry, just 1 minute, please.
So in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Paragraph Alef, Halacha Gimel, Kamei Botei Dinin Kvuin Yiyu V'Yisrael V'Kamei Yiyah Minyanim, Kovim B'Tchila Bezen Hagodah B'Mikdash. So the Rambam here records the din that the Bezen Hagadol, V'Hu HaNikra Sanhedrin Gedolah, that Mekomam, what was B'Mikdash?
Sorry, just 1 second.
In Hevel's Beis HaBechir, at the end of Parakei, Shmona Lishkos Hayu BeEzras Yisrael. There were 8 chambers in the part of the Azara that was known as Ezras Yisrael. Shalosh B'Tzafon V'Shalosh B'Darom. Hashalosh B'Tzafon, I'm skipping a little bit. The first one of those 3 is Lishkos Hagozes. Skipping again a little bit. Lishkos Hagozes Shabbos Sanhedrin Gedoli Yosheves. So the Rambam tells us twice that the Sanhedrin was in Mikdash. He tells it once in Hilchos Sanhedrin, once in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. So the Rambam Zechon Lebracha used to say, because there were really 2 kiyumim in that fact, that Sanhedrin had to be in Mikdash was a din in Sanhedrin. It was a din in Sanhedrin, v'haraya. By the parasha of Zok and Mamre, where you have the Zok and Mamre is over the lav of Losasor, Menadovashay Gidal Chayom and Usmo, but also if he's over on that lav with specific conditions, so then he's a Zok and Mamre who's Chayav Misa. One can be over that lav without these conditions, but then he wouldn't be Chayav Misa. So the Zok and Mamre, in order to be a Zok and Mamre who's Chayav Misa, Hamokum Gorem. It has to be that he's Mamre, like in the Sanhedrin Gadol, when they're convened in the Lishkos Hagozes. Let's say the Sanhedrin Gadol goes on a tiyul, and he meets them, he crashes the tiyul, and he meets them in the Chreis, in Horei Yehuda, wherever they went jeeping, I don't know, and he meets them, and he's Mamre there. So then he's over losasor. He's rather over losasor. But he's not going to be chayav misa. V'kanto valisa al hamokom. Hamokom gorem. So you see that there's something in the chalos of Sanhedrin, there's a din that makomam is in Mikdash. But then it's also a din. So that's why the Rambam records it in Hilchos Sanhedrin. But the Rambam says it's also a din in Mikdash, that Mikdash is supposed to house the Sanhedrin Hagadol. It's not just that the Sanhedrin belongs there, it's that Mikdash needs the Sanhedrin, as it were. And that's why the Rambam records the din twice. So that second din, the Kimitzion Teitzei Soro, Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, is sort of the extension of the Ramban's Vesham Yadabe and Moshe Yitzav is Bnei Yisrael, the analog to that, Ladoros, again, is not Nevuos Moshe Rabbeinu, not new mitzvahs the way it happened in the Mishkan, but even Ladoros in Mikdash, A, you have the Hashras HaShchina, and B, you have that it's the center of Torah. That's the center of Torah. The Ramban says, "Heyos that the Iker of Mishkan is the Ashras Hashchinah." That's why in the Tzivoy to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Oron is mentioned first, because ultimately that's the essence of the Mishkan, because that's where the Ashras Hashchinah is, Mibein Shnei Akruvim. But then the Ramban explains the hemshech of the parsha. He says, "Al kein hikdim ha'oron v'hakaparos b'chan ki hu muktam b'mayla." Okay, so that is, I think we understand a little bit. Well, what does the next line mean, though? V'samach lo'oron ha'shulchan v'ha'menorah. But after the tzivah and the oron, so then the Torah proceeds to give us the tzivah of the shulchan and the menorah. Shehem Kalim Komohu. Okay, it has that. We understand so far, so good. But what's the next sentence? V'yoru al inyan ha-mishkan sheba'avuro na'asa. They too indicate for what goal, for what purpose the Mishkan was constructed. So how do you see that in the Shulchan? How do you see that in the Menorah? How do you see that Mishkan is about Hashras Hashchinah? Here in Shabbos Chavezim and Vez, Yichutz l'paroches ha'edos yaroch, referring to the menorah, hadlokas ha'menorah. Yichutz l'paroches ha'edos yaroch. V'chi la'orah hu tzarech. V'haloko la'avom shon shahocho ben yisrael v'midbar lo'ocho ela la'orah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need them to tell them to install lighting in the Mishkan. So what's the menorah all about? Ela edus hi l'boy olam shehashchina shorah v'Yisrael. My edus, so the Gemara famously says, Omer Rav, or Omer Rava, Zo ner ma'aravi shenosin bo shemen kemidas chaver seho mimeno hayamad leguboh hayimasayim. That even though you only put in the quantity of shemen that it should be able to burn all night, the ner ma'aravi burnt around the clock. Which served as eidos shehashchina shorah v'Yisrael. So in light of this, In light of this Gemara, so then you understand half, right? Half of that, we have half the answer to our question, that the menorah also, if we know what we're looking for in the menorah, also indicates ha'inyan shebavur nasa ha'mishkan. Because the menorah provided edus shashchina shor v'Yisrael as reflected in, as manifest in the ner ma'aravi. What about the Shulchan? So, to explain without explaining, but if you take a look a little further in the parasha, so So at the end of the parasha about Asiyas HaShulchan, Chaf Hei Lamed, V'nasata al HaShulchan Lechem Ponim Lefonai Tomid. Ba'al derech ha'emes ki tovin milas lefanai. What does it mean that the shulchan is lefanai? Tovin shemo v'sod shemo. Ki bavo ha'yosel kein ha'yamunach v'tzofon ki birkas Hashem hitashia ki inyan shenema b'chol ha'mokom asher az kireshmi ovo elechu v'erach ticha. Earlier,
one second, where is it?
Elsewhere, the Ramban talks about Ponai and Shem Hashem as referring to the Shechina. Again, another Al Derech HaEmes, which we're not able to understand. If you take a look in Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis, maybe it's Pasuk. Yeah, Pasuk Beis. Well, Al Derech HaEmes Hamalach Hazeh, who appears to Moshe Rabbeinu Mitoch Hasne, Hu Hamalach HaGoel Shneir Maki Shemi Bekirbo. Which refers to the Shechina. So there is some special connection. What this Ramban about Lefanai Tomid is telling us is that the Shulchan is also associated with the Hashras HaShechina. And that's what he has in mind here in the beginning as well. This idea of the Mishkan perpetuating Ma'am HaShechina is something that Ramban has in his Hagdoma to the Sefer as well. The Ramban explains that the fact that the Torah is subdivided into Chamisho Chumshei Torah indicates that there is some kind of distinctive unity within each of the Chamisha Chumashim. And that's where the Ramban explains how Sefer Bereishis is Sefer Yetzirah, and that Sefer Shmos is, he says, is Golus u'Geula. V'hinei ha-golos, ha-golos, the Ramban writes here in the Hagam to Sefer Shmos, enenu nishlam ad yom shuvam el makomam ve'el mailos ha-rosam yashuvam. Golos is not brought to an end until we return physically, geographically to Mokom Avosam, and B, spiritually, El Milas Avosam. Right? A person can be in Eretz Yisrael and Rachman Atlan still be in Golos. That's part of the reason why after the Six-Day War, so there were some who wanted that the text of Nachem in Shmoneh Esrei Mincha on Tisha B'Av should be amended. Once Yerushalayim was again Yerushalayim, meaning the Eir Atika, was under Jewish control and sovereignty. But the Golos being manifest in Eretz Yisrael is not only manifest in terms of who has political sovereignty, who has military control. It's also manifest spiritually. Also manifest spiritually, and obviously, we still have a ways to go in terms of that Golos drawing to a close. V'nei haGolos enenu nishlam ad yom shuvam el makomam ve'el ma'alas avosam yashuvu. U'kshiyotzu mi Mitzrayim afal pi shiyotzu mi beis avodim adayin yechashvu golem. Even though they were out of Mitzrayim, but they were still golem. Why? A, ki hoyu ba'aretz lo lahem nevochem b'midbar. U'kshavah lahar Sinai v'osu ha-mishkon, v'shava kadosh baruch hu v'hishva shkinosu b'neihem, oz shavu olmailas avosam. Shehoyu sod eloka alei ohaleihem, v'heim heim ha-merkove, v'oz nechshavu ge'ulim. V'lochein nishlam ha-sefer hazeh v'hashlimu inyan ha-mishkon, v'yos kvod Hashem molei oso tamid. So here too, you see the Ramban, the continuity between Kshavola al Harsinai but also a Mishkan. That the Mishkan was intended to perpetuate Harsinai. But what does the Ramban mean over here? The Ramban said initially that Golos is not Nishlam until Shuvam el Mekomam ve'el Mailas Avosam. So Nicha, that through Mamad Harsinai and the Mishkan, they regained Milas Avosam. But where was it, Shuvam El Makomam? That they were still, they're still in the Midbar, they're not in Eretz Yisrael. The Makom of the Avos is in Eretz Yisrael. So the Svarim have an idea, and Lachor, it's the Pshat in the Ramban here. I think they say it's based on a Zohar Kaddish. I don't remember. I think so. I think that's what they say. That in the Midbar, wherever the Mishkan was, had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It was sort of a roving Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the Midbar, together with the Mishkan. If you take a look in the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, a very, very important Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos, he talks about this in the Hakdama. It even has, it even plays a role of halacha. You see there that enough community has based on this, even the halacha. But the pashtus is that's pshat here in the Ramban, because the Ramban stipulated that the geula, the golus is an enu nishlam, the geula doesn't happen. It also requires shuvam el makomam. And then he says that once we had Ma'amad HaSinai and the Mishkan is Oz Nachshavu Geulah. So the Pasha is that's the pshat here in this Ramban. Okay, we'll stop here.